She gave the hat a sharp yank. Mr. Wormwood let out a yell that rattled the window panes. "Ow!" he screamed. "Don't do that! Let go! You'll take half the skin off my forehead!" Matilda, nestling in her usual chair, was watching this performance over the rim of her book with some interest. "What's the matter, Daddy?" she said. "Has your head suddenly swollen or something?" The father glared at his daughter with deep suspicion, but said nothing. How could he? Mrs. Wormwood said to him, "It must be superglue. It couldn't be anything else. That'll teach you to go playing round with nasty stuff like that. I expect you were trying to stick another feather in your hat." "I haven't touched the flaming stuff," Mr. Wormwood shouted. He turned and looked again at Matilda, who looked back at him with large, innocent, brown eyes. Mrs. Wormwood said to him, "You should read the label on the tube before you start messing with dangerous products. Always follow the instructions on the label." "What in heaven's name are you talking about, you stupid witch?" Mr. Wormwood shouted, clutching the brim of his hat to stop anyone trying to pull it off again. "Do you think I'm so stupid I glued this thing to my head on purpose?" Matilda said, "There's a boy down the road who got some superglue on his finger without knowing it, and then he put his finger to his nose." Mr. Wormwood jumped. "What happened to him?" he spluttered. "The finger got stuck inside his nose," Matilda said, "and he had to go around like that for a week. People kept saying to him, 'Stop picking your nose,' and he couldn't do anything about it. He looked an awful fool."